Many same-sex couples in Arizona are making wedding plans after a federal judge overturned the state's ban on gay marriage. 65 tied the knot on Friday when the restriction was lifted. And for many in conservative Arizona, that was quite a surprise. From Here and Now, contributing station KJZZ, Nick Blumberg reports from Phoenix.
The downfall of Arizona's ban on same-sex marriage came pretty fast, at least from a legal perspective, less than a year from the time lawsuits were filed in federal district court. On October 6th, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear cases on same-sex marriage bans in five states, effectively allowing those unions to go forward. Just one day later, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals struck down marriage bans in Idaho and Nevada. Since Arizona is also in the Ninth Judicial Circuit, a judge overturned the ban here, and Republican Attorney General Tom Horn decided he wouldn't appeal.
The only purpose that would be served by filing another appeal would be to waste the taxpayers' money. That is not a good conservative principle.
As Horn made his announcement, couples were already standing by at the Maricopa County Courthouse waiting to get their licenses. Nelda Majors and Karen Bailey have been together for almost 57 years and were the lead plaintiffs in one of the lawsuits challenging Arizona's ban. They had decided not to get married in another state that allows it.
This is our home. This is where we live, and we wanted to do it here.
So we really wanted Arizona to recognize us and to, you know, make us feel as a whole person, too, and they've done. And we thank Tom Horn very much for making this decision.
Still, Arizona AG Horn did say he thought the judge was wrong to overturn Arizona's ban, which was voter approved by 56% in 2008.
Voters in Arizona today have had their voices silenced by an out-of-control federal judiciary.
That's Kathy Herod, president of the Center for Arizona Policy, a socially conservative lobbying group. They helped push a bill earlier this year that would have allowed Arizona business owners to deny service to lesbian and gay people based on their religious beliefs.
Throughout this country, marriage litigation is not over. Five circuit courts of appeals have yet to rule on the issue of the definition of marriage. So in many, many ways, the effort to rebuild a culture of marriage, to continue to promote marriage as only the union of one man and one woman, has just begun.
So which court is likely to rule next? Carl Tobias is a law professor at the University of Richmond in Virginia. He says the Sixth Circuit heard oral arguments on bans in Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Tennessee back in August.
And I think from the tone and questions in the argument, there's some likelihood that that might be 2-1 to uphold a ban. But that's just guessing. And so that could be any day now.
Tobias says if a circuit court upholds a ban, that could push the U.S. Supreme Court to take up the issue. But he's not sure how successful opponents of same-sex marriage would be at the high court, since it's already tacitly approved gay unions in certain states.
I think that it really is a signal that there are not five votes to find a ban constitutional.
After the judge's ruling, a group gathered at a church in central Phoenix to celebrate that same-sex marriage is now legal in Arizona and in a majority of U.S. states. But LGBT activists don't think their work is done. Jennifer Pizer is senior counsel for Lambda Legal, which worked on the suit against Arizona's ban.
Many people in Arizona don't even realize that same-sex couples here can get married one day and receive a pink slip the next day as a wedding present.
Pizer says fighting for employment and housing protections and anti-bullying measures will keep her and her colleagues busy for a long time to come. For Here and Now, I'm Nick Blumberg in Phoenix.
And KJZZ's Carrie Young and Kathy Ritchie contributed to that report.